Rashi mishum avora she malach liatzmo v'kosava yesh chilek malachas liyamtiv lilka shtayim ashtay malachas mishum yamtiv. If you do two different malachas on yamtiv, you get two separate malchus in. Like here, you're getting one malchus for mavasho for cooking on yamtiv, and another malacha for avora for burning the wood on yamtiv. That's what the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Or Malais Rabbi Yechonin said, "Tuk tani lebro, go outside. Havara bishla in the mishnah." He said, "No, havara and bishla is not a mishnah. You're not chayiv for cooking or for burning." V'yimtim slayim mishnah. If you want to tell me somebody said yes to the malacha, it's beishamai. It only goes according to beishamai. The Amr the beishamai says, "Lo yarminu." We do not say mitoch shutru atzol letzarech huchu namishal letzarech. His hachin amr lo yarminu mitoch shutru havara letzarech huchu namishal letzarech. The Beisil, because if it goes according to Beisilil, Kivin the Yarmi, since Beisilil says, Mitoich Shutra et Solitzurich, Hutra Namish Solitzurich, since you are allowed to carry out Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to carry out other things, like we said, providing some purpose today, his Hachinam, the same case over here, Mitoich Shutra Havar Litzurich, since the Torah says you are allowed to burn wood on Yom Tiv, if you want to use the burning wood to bake something, if it's a Tzurich Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to burn the wood, is Hutra Namish Solitzurich. Who are then you allowed to burn the wood now for the purpose of cooking up this gira nosha? So chur the kashrut, like I said before, you have to have some purpose, some use today. So chur, if you're only cooking up gira nosha and befrat you cooked it up mamash with milk and did everything wrong, you have an istatidit, there's two isurim here. You can't eat it because it's basa b'cholub, and you can't eat it because it's gira nosha. So if you can't eat this thing on Yom Tov, so why does the Gemara say according to Beis Hillel it would be mutter, there's no isur, there's no tzarech hayoyim. There's no purpose, you can't eat it today. So top taste the Yastakasha. V'yim toima, umat tzarech icha b'mavasho gid, kivun shu osa. Since you're not allowed to eat it, there's no purpose in doing it today. Yeshloima, I'll answer you yes. Kivun shehoye b'dayte shozel ochloi, since this guy was in Russia. And he made up his mind, I have to eat this gid on Russia with the milk today, it's geschmack. I have to eat it today. I'm cooking it up to eat it today. It's the male lahaina tzarech yamtiv. It's called tzarech yamtiv. This person, I call upon him, he doesn't get malchus for cooking and burning on yamtiv. Because since the mice, this guy is going to eat it, so it's called the tzarech hayayim, tremendous chiddush. Even though it's not very what he's doing, and I'll get clapped for it, but the mice, he's having enjoyment from it today. So since he's cooking up the zgir nosha, I'm not eat it today, for him it's enjoyment, therefore he doesn't get malchus for cooking and for burning on yamtiv. Because that's called the tzarech ksav, it's called some purpose. But you have to kill tami teich. In other words, really, it's not, Oichel Nefesh is not cool. That much praise is also mighty too. Like, Beishamai hold this also here. Is better. Once the guy's going to eat it, it's Mamash Oichel Nefesh, he's going to eat it. That's no. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it's not, you don't have the Hetzah Torah of Oichel Nefesh. The Torah only lets you cook things you're allowed to eat. Things you're not allowed to eat, the Torah doesn't want you to cook it. So real Oichel Nefesh is not included. It's only according to Beis Hillel that says, Mitoich Shehutru, Bishel Tzarech, Hutru Namish Tel Tzarech. It's mut even after the purpose of cooking, as long as there's some little purpose involved today. So for the little purpose, it's enough to say this guy's a Russia, he's a Baal Taiva, he can't take it without eating his gira nosha with milk, he has to eat it. Namish tastes terrible. We don't eat gira nosha, namish is a terrible thing. He had to eat it, pung. Since this guy Lamais has to eat of him, it tastes good, it's called Sarach Tzas, he won't get malchus for Yom Tov at least. You're yeah, holding off Yud Beis on the base. The Mishnah says, "Beishama Yomrim ein moilichin chala umatonis lekoyin biyomtiv." On Yomtiv, you can't take the chala. Let's say you had dough and you're supposed to take off chala, or else you shecht an animal, a behema. And the mitzvah matonis is to give this royal lechayim in the keva. It's a matnis kuna to give this part of the animal to the koyin. This royal, that's the shoulders. L'chayayim, that's the cheeks, the yakeva, the inside stomach. These are the three matonas you have to give to a kohen. So Beishamai says, you're not allowed to take these things and bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Bein shehurma miyemish, whether you took it off yesterday, like you were mafresh the chala erev Yom Tov, or you shechted the animal and took off these three parts erev Yom Tov. Bein shehurma miyem, whether you first took off the chala today on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to take off chala on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to make the dough on Yom Tov, so now the chi of chal is chal, you're allowed to take off chal on Yom Tov. However, Beishamai says you're not allowed to take it and bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Rather wait till after Yom Tov and then give it to him. Uveisilu matirin. Beisilu says you're allowed to bring these matonis to the kohen. Now, Omru lehem Beishamai. Beishamai says like this. Gzeirah Shava. Let's learn out one thing from the other thing. Like Rashi says, really, it's lav dafka, real Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava usually means midiraisa. You learn out psukim one from the other. Here it's only midirabonin. So it just means, let's learn out one from the other. How is Beis Shammah learning out? That chala umatonais matona lekoin. There's a mitzvah to give chala to the kohen. There's a mitzvah to give the matonais to the kohen. Matnes kuna. That means when you shecht an animal, or by an animal, you have to give this roya, the lechayayim and the keva. Utruma matona lekoin. Who adin hafroshes truma? When you take off truma from dog and tirish for yitzer, or with rabbonin from teris, so you have to give the truma to the kohen. Now, kishem shein malichin esa truma, the same way you're not allowed to give truma on Yom Tov to a kohen, kachin malichin esa matonis. That's Beis Shammai Svara, the same thing. You can't give chala, or you can't give the zroya, l'chayayim of a keva, of the animal, to the kohen on Yom Tov. The same way you can't bring the truma to the kohen, you're not allowed to bring these things to the kohen also. Omru lehem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel answers back to Beis Shammai and says, loy, no. It was only said by truma, I'm asking me not allowed to give truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. There's an issim with the rabbonin. You're not allowed to take peris and take off truma on Yom Tov. It's also with the rabbonin. It's near. It looks like you'd be mistaken in the kli. So therefore, with the rabbonin, you're not allowed to take off truma on Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to take off truma, that's why you're not allowed to bring it and give it to the kohen either. In other words, that's bechlal the gzera of not to be mafra truma. Bechlal that gzera was not to give the truma to the kohen either. Like, let's say you are mafra truma on erev Yom Tov, and you have truma in your house, so the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to give it to the kohen on Yom Tov either, even though you're not doing anything wrong by giving it to him. But it's bechlal the gzera of not to be mafra the truma on Yom Tov. But to Yom Ruba matonos Mashenkin about these matonis that you give to the kohen from the animal, or the chalom shezachoy baramosan, that you are allowed to take off chalor on Yom Tov. If you first make the dough on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off chalor on Yom Tov. If you shech the animal on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off the zroya, the lechayayim, and the kevam, and give it to the to take it off on Yom Tov. So since you're allowed to take it off, that's by tzilu svara, you're allowed to give it to the kohen also. In other words, there's no gzera to say giving it, you come to take off. Because you're allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov. Mashenka and Truma, you're not allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov. That's why Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to bring the Truma to the Kohen. Beis Shammai says no, even though you're allowed to take off challah, but I call upon him, you're not allowed to bring it. To bring it, the Rabbanu will not matter you. So the Gemara says now, Kosalka Daita of the Havamin, we thought to say, Shehurmu Mehayon. When the Mishnah says, Bein Shehurmu, that means you took off the challah today on Yom Tov. Vishanishka to Mehayon. And that you made the shechit, you shechted the animal today. Vishomu miyemish, that the Mishnah says, the Beis Shammai says, whether it was done today or whether it was done yesterday, it's osur. What does miyemish mean? What does it mean it was done yesterday? It means shehurmu miyemish, that you took off the challah yesterday. Vishanishka tu miyemish, or else you made the shechit, you shechted the animal yesterday. And that the Mishnah says, a machlekes, the Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to bring it to the kohen. And Beis Hillel says, yes, you are allowed to bring the challah and the matanis to the kohen. So Gemara says now, Mani Masnitzin. Who does our Mishnah go like? Loi Rabbi Yosi, that can't go like Rabbi Yosi. For Loi Rabbi Yehuda, that can't go like Rabbi Yehuda, like we'll soon see the Machlaikis. Elo Acherim. Our Mishnah has to go according to the Acherim Shita. The Tanya will look like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Tosefta that lenech leku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel. There's no machlokes al hamatonos shehuma mi'erev Yom Tov. That if you first took off the challah erev Yom Tov, that shemalichin, you're allowed to take it now on Yom Tov. Im hamatonos shehuma mi'ayim. If you also made another dough today on Yom Tov, so you took off another time challah today. Now today's challah for sure you're allowed to bring to the kohen. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, even according to Beis Shammai. So the both moider also that when you have these two challahs, yesterday's challah and today's challah, that you're allowed to bring both of them together to the kohen. V'shanishka to mehayon. Or else if you made a shechita today and you have matonos from today's animal, and you have matonos from yesterday's animal, that you're allowed to bring both of them together today on Yom Tov. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. Lo'nech l'ko, where is the machlokes? Where do they really argue? Machlokes is to take these challah, or to take the matonis that you have from yesterday, if you're allowed to bring it to the kohen by itself, today on Yom Tov. In other words, yesterday Erev Yom Tov you took off challah. Yesterday Erev Yom Tov you shechted an animal and you have this roya v'chayayim v'keva to give to the kohen. Shebeishama yomrim ein malichin. Beishama says, no, you're not allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Since you could have taken it yesterday, and you're not allowed to, so you can't take it today. Or Beishilu loymer, Beishilu says, no, malichin, you are allowed to take it. In other words, like we'll soon see. So the kids, our Mishnah cannot go like Rav Yehuda, because our Mishnah says that Beishama yasas, even the matonis that were hurmul today, you're also not allowed to take it. And according to Rav Yehuda, everybody holds, if you have matonis from today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it to the kohen. The old machlekes says, when you only have the matanas from yesterday, Erev Yom Tov you have challah, or Erev Yom Tov you shechted the animal and you have this roya, l'chayayi v'keva. Can you bring it on Yom Tov? V'kach ho'hoyu be'shamai donin. This is the way Be'shamai said his svara. Be'shamai said it was also because this is the reason. Challah u'matanois, matan l'kohen. To give challah, to give the matana from the animal to the kohen is a matnas kuna. U'truma matan l'kohen. To give truma to the kohen is also a maton. It's one of the chavdas. It's a maton of the kohen. So the loch is kishem shein malichin es truma. The same way you're not allowed to bring truma to the kohen, kachein malichin es matonis. The same way you're not allowed to bring the matonis to the kohen. And at this shot, it means the matonis from yesterday. If you have chalo or matona from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring yesterday to the kohen. Or mulehem beifilu. Beifilu says no. Loyim amartim, it was only learned, it was only said, b'truma. I'm only masking by truma, you're not allowed to bring truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. Sheina zakoi v'ramosa. Because you're not allowed to be masking truma on Yom Tov. If you have these vegetables or fruits or a dog and tears for Yitzhak, that you did not take off the truma before Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to take it off, the chlal that gezerah of not to be masking truma is the gezerah not to bring it to the kohen. Even if you have truma that you took off yesterday, you're not allowed to bring it today to the kohen. But you want to tell me, the matonis, my shaking about bringing chalo, bringing this roya, l'chayayim v'keva to the kohen, she's that koyev ramosan, that you are allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. In the case that you made the dough today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off chalo. If you shechted an animal, you're allowed to take off the matonis today. So since you're allowed to take it off today, if you have the matonis from yesterday, you're allowed to bring it. Because the only tzad to say you can't bring it to the kohen is because people think it could be mafresh. So you are allowed to be mafresh. If you have challah today, you're allowed to be mafresh to challah today, if you have dough. If you have animal today, you shechted, you're allowed to be mafresh to matonis. But since you're allowed to be mafresh to matonis, therefore Beisilu says you're allowed to carry it also to the kohen. And according to this, it's even where it was geshochtin or you have the dough from yesterday. So that's not like our Mishnah. Now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, said not like that. Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo nechluku beishamu beitilu. There's no machlokes between beishamu beitilu al hamatonis on the matonis, the zroya chayim the cave of an animal shemalichin that you're allowed to bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. You're allowed to, even if you made the shechita yesterday and you had the afrosha yesterday, or you made the dough yesterday and you have the challah yesterday. Today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take these two things to the kohen. Lo nechluku, where is the machlokes beshamu beitilu? Lo nechluku elo al hatruma, only about taking truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. She beshamu yomrim ein malichin. You're not allowed to take the truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. Ubeitilu yomrim, beitilu says yes, malichin. Even truma beitilu holds you're allowed to take. In other words, Rabbi Yosi is a very big makel. Rabbi Yosi says chalo and matnas kuna. Since you're allowed to take it off today, pshit, you're allowed to bring it, even according to beshamai. The old machlekes says truma, that you're not allowed to take off truma today. So in the case where you mafresh truma yesterday and you didn't take it to the kohen yet, Beishamai says today on Yom Tov you're not allowed to bring it to the kohen, because the klal d'gzeirah of not to take off truma is not to bring it, because if you bring it you come to take off truma. And Beishamai says no, even though you're not allowed to take off truma today, but if you already took off truma yesterday, you're allowed to bring it today. V'kachoyu Beishamai donen. This is the way Beishamai said his svara. Chalo umatonis Matan l'koin. Utruma is also matan l'koin. So kishem shemalichin es haMaton is the same way you're allowed to bring chala and this roya to the koin. Kach malichin es haTruma, the same way you're allowed to bring truma tre and yom tovot to the koin. Omru lehem beishama. Beishama answered back and said, no. Lo yimomatim was only said b'matonois. I agree with you on the matonis of this roya, or else the chala shezakoy b'ramosan, that you're allowed to take off chala today on Yom Tov when you make the dough today, or you shecht an animal today, you could take off the matonis and give it to the kohen. Or but to yomru b'truma,
But you want to tell me to bring truma to the kohen? Shein zakoy b'ramosa. You're not allowed to take it off today. You cannot be mafir truma today. So therefore, you're not allowed to take it to the kohen. This is the way Rabbi Yosi learns. But again, that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says clearly that Bashalmei says you're not allowed to take even the chal and the matanas also you can't bring to the kohen. Not only truma, even the chal. So the Chur Mishnah does not go like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yosi. Now Achayim Oimrim, the third sheet, Achayim say like this: Lo nechloku beishamo beisilum al hatruma shein malichin. There's no machlekes beishamo beisilum that you're not allowed to bring truma. You can't take truma to the kohen, even if, since you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. If you have truma from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring it today to the kohen. Lo nechloku, where is the machlekes? Ela al hamatonis. Only upon the matonis. When you shechted an animal today, tis royal lechayim bekev or else chala. If you made dough. You're not allowed to bring it to the kohen today, even though you could be mafresh, but you're not allowed to bring it. Yes, you're allowed to bring it. So lechura leima acherim he for lo Rabbi Yehuda. Lechura our Mishnah only goes good according to the acherim, because the acherim say clearly even the matonis beishami say you're not allowed to do. And of course, not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said the matonis that you have from today you are allowed to bring according to beishami. Beishami only argues and says the matanis that you have from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring today. And now Mishnah Poshkas Mashma, it says, Bein Shehuma Miyemish, or Bein Shehuma Mayim. Even if you have the truma, the afrosha from today. In other words, you shechted an animal prey on Yom Tov. And now you want to take out the Zeroyel Chayim, the cave, and give it to the Kayin. Beisham is Mashma, not allowed to bring it to the Kayin. And Yab Yudis says, yes, you are allowed to bring it. Beisham only says you can't bring if you have yesterday's. But today's you're allowed to. So the Chura Mishnah is not like Yab Yudah. So Mar says, no, Omar Rava, mi kitani shehurmu mehayoyim, vishenishkatu mehayoyim. Does our Mishnah really say that Beshama even says it's also when you made the harama today, or when you made the shechita today, or when you made the challah today, or you made the shechita today? Shehurmu kitani, just say shehurmu, you did it, you made the afrosha. Uli oilam shechitasa miyemish. I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about that the shechita was done yesterday. Then there is, you shechted the animal yesterday, but you didn't take off the matanis until today. So in such a case, Bashami says you can't bring it to the kohen, because you could have brought it yesterday. Mashenkin, if you first make the shechita on the animal today, that today is the first time you could take out the zeroya, the shoulders, and the cheeks, and the cave with the stomach, today is the first day you could do it. I tell you, Bashami is might, like if Yehuda says, you were allowed to bring it to the kohen. So maybe our Mishnah is not arguing on Yehuda. That the Mishnah says, Bein Shuma Miyemish, or Bein Shuma Mehayoyim, Mehayoyim just means you made the Afrosha today, but the Shechita or the dough you made yesterday. That's why Basham said the Sasser. But it could be if you first made the dough today, and you made the Shechita today, you are allowed to bring it to the Kohen, like Rabbi Yehuda says. So if so, the Gemara says, let's say the opposite way then, Leimer Rabbi Yehudi Lo Yachirim, our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, not like Achirim, because the Mishnah does not say about that you made the Afrosha today. So Mashma, if you made the Shechita today, you would be allowed to bring it like Beshamai, and that's not like the Achirim. Tomorrow says, no, Afilu Teim Achirim. Really, our Mishnah could also go according to Achirim. Uvahanech the Nishchatu Meyemish. And the Mishnah is just saying, what's going to be the din of the ones that were Shechted yesterday? But Enech Nami, even if they were Shechted today, it also be the same Alocha, like the Achirim say. The Achirim say that you're not allowed to bring it according to Beshamai. According to Beshamai, you can't be Mafresh today.
The Chayim say, why 1 second, huh?
No, we want to say that we're saying now different pshat in Achirim. Achirim just say, lenechlu kuelo ala matonois, on the matonis. She beshamo yem eim malichin, or besil eim malichin. Now, where did the Achirim say that beshamo says eim malichin? So maybe even the Achirim also mask him. Phil say on Achirim, bahanech the nishkotum yemish. That the Achirim say, Beshamai says you can't take it, the Achirim also means you can't take the matanis if the shechita was done yesterday. Even though you made the afrosha today, but since the shechita was done yesterday, you should have brought it yesterday. So even the Achirim also mean that. So it could be everybody's maskim now. According to Beshamai, if you made the shechita today, you would be allowed to bring it to the kohen. And both the Mishnah and the Achirim only means when the shechita was done yesterday. For the Gemara Yehoch, if that's so, Haina Rabbi Yehuda, then the Achirim in this price and Yehuda are both saying the same thing. Yehuda is also saying the same thing, that if the Shechita was done today, you're allowed to. The Yom HaChlekes is when the Shechita was done yesterday. So Mor says, Zikvanayot Tfela. The Nafkamina is when you have two portions. Like you have what you were mafresh yesterday, and you have what you mafras today. That's the machlokes. So Rashi says, Tzveilom, Rabbi Yehuda mate le tofel, olohoylech shel emesh im shel hayom. Rabbi Yehuda, if you made a shechita yesterday, and you made a shechita today, and you have both afrashes, so since you're allowed to take today's according to the Beis Shammai, you're with it, you can take yesterday's. The Acherim Savri know, the Afilu le tofel na miyase Beis Shammai. The Acherim say no, that you can only take the shechita of today. But anything you did yesterday, even though you want to take it today with today's, you're not allowed to according to Beis Shammai. So kids, the Mishnah could go either like Reb Yehuda or like Beis, or like Acherim, like both of them, the Mishnah comes out. Now, Omer Reb Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, you should know, Halacha ki Reb Yosi. The Halacha is like Reb Yosi to go to Kula. Reb Yosi said that there's no machlokes by Chala and by the Matanis that you're allowed to take it on Yom Tov, even if you made the Shechita yesterday. The old machlokes was Afrosha Truma. And even after Rosh Hashanah, they still held the smutter. So Rav Yosi's Shmuel is passing. I'm Rav Yehuda. Shmuel is passing like that. Lakula, that even truma you're allowed to bring to a kohen on Yom Tov. Rav Tuvia braid the Rav Nechemia. Heavy lay garbo the chamra. He had a jug full of wine. The truma of truma. He had it in his house. Now lost lekayim of the Rav Yosi. He came to Rav Yosi. Omalo he asked him. Mauli am tuna lekohen idna. Trei is Yom Tov. Am I allowed to bring this truma to the kohen on Yom Tov? There was the afrosha I made yesterday. I have a whole jug in my house full of truma that I took off last week. And I forgot to give it to the kohen. And today is Yom Tov. I want to know, am I allowed to bring this jug of wine to the kohen? So Omalei, he answered back, like we just learned, that Hochi Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Halacha Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yosi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, they still was even Matthew to bring truma to the kohen. So in such a case, so you have your jug full of wine of truma, even though you took it off yesterday before Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it today to the kohen. Ushpazichne de Rova bar Rav Chonon, the innkeeper of Rova bar Rav Chonon, Hevilei asuraisa de chardla. He had a bundle of mustard seeds. Shrashi asuraisa means chaviloi shachardl, a bundle of mustard seeds. Vishavitim still in its stalk, v'yazera b'teichen, and the seed was still in the stalk. He had raw mustard seeds in its stalk. Omalei, so the innkeeper asked Rav or Rav bar Rav Chonon, "Mauli at lefruchei olmechu minayi b'yomtiv? Am I allowed to like crush it today to get the seeds out of its shells in order to eat it today?" That was a shaila. "Mauli lefruchei, could I crush them today? Could I crush the stalks to get the seeds out?" Lo hevi b'yodi, he didn't know what to answer. Is also the kaim of the Rav, so came in front of Rav. Omalei, Rav said to him like this: "Moilulin malilois, you're allowed to rub the stalks in your hand. That's called moiling. You're allowed to rub it in your hand to get the seeds out of it. On the farchin kitnius b'yomtif, you're allowed to crush kitnius beans on yomtif." So Rashi says moiling malilos the dash kalachiyad. Even though you're rubbing the stalks to get the seeds out, which is a malach of dash, you're taking out the seeds from its stalk, but you're doing the kalachiyad. You're rubbing it on your hands. That's not the normal way to do it. The afilu b'shabbes lav diraisa. No, we see diraisa. Elam of the rabbanon. Over yom tov like gozer. The rabbanon didn't make a gezeira here. Mishum simchas yom tov. They're matter you to rub with your hands the stalks to get the seeds out. So Rashi learns malilas means shachitim. That's a stalk of wheat. Shemoylo biyodav kishen rakin. When the wheat is still soft, you'll have to rub it in your hands in order to get the seeds out of the stalks. On the farch and kitnis, you have these type of kitnis, type of beans that you're even allowed to crush on Yom Tov. So Lachura, he meant to say it's mutter, you're allowed to crush the beans on Yom Tov. Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has a kasher in this. The Braisa says, Ha moilel malilos mi'ara Shabbos. If somebody rubs the malilos, means the stalks of wheat, you rub it to get the wheat out before Shabbos. Lamocha, tomorrow on Shabbos, manafreyach miyad liyad. You're allowed to like winnow it from one hand to another hand. In other words, you got the seeds out there on Shabbos, but it's together with the shaft. The shaft and the seeds are together. You want to winnow it to get the shaft away from the seeds. You're allowed to do it on, Shabbos. So Rashi says, miyad liyad, shalika derechel. Like you throw it from one hand to another hand, that's not the normal manner you do on the weekday. So therefore, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. It's a shinui, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yeichel, I need it. Avoloi b'kenoin, you can't use a kenoin like a basket. You can't use a plate. To use a plate to winnow it, that you can't do on Shabbos. That's more of a derech. That's awesome. That's if you did it on Erev Shabbos. Now, Hamoila Malilos Merav Yomtif. Let's say on Erev Yomtif, somebody took these stalks of wheat and he started to rub it in his hands, in his fingertips. He rubbed the stalks of wheat to get the wheat out of it. Now, lamacher on Yom Tov is lado menafeach ayad ayad. Again, he could winnow it, like blow it out to get the shafts away from the seeds by, from one hand to another hand. Or right here, Rashi says it means al yad means mat, a little bit at a time, you're allowed to do it. Here it says al yad, al yad, and before it said miyad liyad, means from one hand to the other hand. Here on Yom Tov it says lashon of al yad means a little bit at a time, you're allowed to like winnow it. The yachad and eat it. And afilu b'knoin, even with a basket, v'afilu b'tamcha, even with a plate, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. Avoloi b'tavla, not with a tray, this is more of a derech. Voloi b'napa, not with a fan. Voloi b'kavla, not with a sieve. You can't use a sieve on Yom Tov. So I call upon him, if you were moil, if you rub the stalks, erev Yom Tov, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to winnow it out. So the diak is, me'erev Yom Tov in, only because you rub the stalks, erev Yom Tov. Of the Yom Tov light, mashmi, you're not allowed to rub the stalks on Yom Tov. If you have the stalks of wheat, and you have the kernels inside the stalk, you're not allowed to rub the kernels to get the wheat out. You can't rub the stalk to get the wheat out on Yom Tov. So how could you say before you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov? So Gemara says, no. Afilu time of the Yom Tov. Even if you want to tell me you're allowed to rub the stalks on Yom Tov, no. So why does the Braisa only say Erev Yom Tov? The Yaisi Ditoni Reishim, Erev Shabbos. Since the beginning of the Braisa, that talks about Shabbos. So there, you're only allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos. Is Tani Seifa now in Erev Yom Tov? The Seifa says also, Erev Yom Tov also, that you're allowed to rub the stalks. But really, really, you're allowed to rub the stalks even on Yom Tov. Since this is Klach Yad, it's not a real Malacha, you're not doing the Derech of Dashes to take the stalks and trample on it to crush them to get the kernels out. Here, rubbing in your hands is a Shinui, so it's only Yosef with Rabbonin. So true on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. It's Nis the Rabbonin on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, since it's a Tzarech Yom Tov, if you want to eat the kernels of wheat, the Rabbanim will make us do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, it could be like I said before, you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov, like Rabbi first said. You are allowed to rub the stalks with your hands on Yom Tov to get the kernels of wheat out. And you could crush the beans on Yom Tov also to get them out of the stalks. Yeah. So, Amaras Akasha, in Cain, if this is true, the way Rabbi is saying, that you're allowed to take these stalks on Yom Tov and first get the kernels of wheat out of the stalks. In Cain, if so, Motzinu Truma Shezakoy Bramosa. We should have now a case that you should be allowed to be Mafrish Truma on Yom Tov itself. There is all up until now is saying the reason, what's the difference between Challah? How come we say if you make dough on Challah on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off Challah? And how come if you have food in your house, the Paris, you're not allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov? So the reason is, because the challah, you first made the dough today. You can't take off challah yesterday. You didn't have dough yesterday. You only had flour. Today, you put the water into the flour. So since today on Yom Tov is the first time the chi of challah is chal, therefore you're allowed to take off the challah today on Yom Tov. That's why challah you could take off on Yom Tov. Mashenke and truma, you're not allowed to pull off fruits off the tree on Yom Tov. There's an issue there, right, sir? So we're talking about for sure you pulled off the fruits before Yom Tov. If so, the chi of truma was chal yesterday. So since the chi of truma was chal yesterday, then we say you should have taken off truma yesterday and don't do it today on Yom Tov. But now you're telling me now you don't take off truma usually until you have the kernels of wheat. Kol zaman the wheat is in the stalk, you don't take off truma. That's not a derech to take off truma. Like Rashi says, the stam shibolim less loin yestanil, the stam shibolim regular stalks loin mafrishin truma. Nobody takes off truma yet. Achiyase dogger until you make a pile of the kernels. Now, if you're telling me now, you're allowed to rub these shibolim, the stalks of wheat, to get the kernels out on Yom Tov, it comes out that up until now, there was no chi of truma. Nobody takes off truma before you have the kernels. And you're first getting the kernels out on Yom Tov. So if so, the chi of truma is first chal right now on Yom Tov. So it should be mutter to take off truma on Yom Tov. And the mystery for us, mashma, we never have a case that you could be mafrit truma on Yom Tov. We only had Rabbi Yossi said that it still is matter to bring the truma to the kain on Yom Tov. If you took off truma yesterday, you could bring that truma to the kain. But to make truma metchil on Yom Tov, we had all along and allowed to. But now, if you're telling me now there's a mitzvah that you're allowed to rub the stalks today on Yom Tov and get the kernels out of the stalks, and when the kernels come out of the stalks, that's the first time the chiyuv truma chal. So comes out now on Yom Tov, these wheat first become a chiyuv truma. So you should be allowed to take off truma. So how come we had you not allowed to? That's the kasha. Hesimkei motzinu truma shezakoy b'ramosa. Well, tonight we learned in our Mishnah the whole time that loyim amatim b'truma shein zakoy b'harmosa. Truma is different. You're not zakoy. You can't take off truma yomtiv. So the Gemara says lekashi. There's no stira. I tell you, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda.